We have Hillary Lamberty, who is with the Community Action Center, and she's in charge of a program called Operation Backpack.
Yeah, hi, good morning.
Good morning, Hillary. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Now, I say you're in charge of Operation Backpack. You probably do quite a bit more with the CAC. Do you have other duties as well? Tell us about your role.
I've been at the Community Action Center for about 2 years, and I'm the Community Engagement Coordinator, so I do all kinds of stuff. I really think I have the best job there. yesterday I was down at our new Faribault site, our new food market in Faribault, helping in the food shelf there, which is incredible. Yeah, I get to help out sometimes at the Clothes Closet, our thrift store downtown, helping out at the Northfield, our food markets here in town. So I do all kinds of stuff with our volunteers, partnerships with colleges, all kinds of things.
Boy, that really illustrates the tentacles that the Community Action Center has throughout the community. Boy, you touch, over the course of a year, so many people, either directly or indirectly in Northfield, is probably pretty close to 100% in one way or another.
Yeah, I would say really the beauty of how we do our work is that, our motto is neighbors helping neighbors, right? Mm-hmm. This is all about us as a whole community. And we know that when one part of our community is hurting or struggling with something, it really does affect the entire community. Right? Everyone gets involved, whether they need help or they want to help, they want to volunteer, they want to donate, they want to, be a part of these seasonal programs like Operation Backpack. Maybe they have special skills and they're going to come build shelves for us. we partner with landlords, we partner with auto repair shops all across the community. Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about this specific program. Operation Backpack has been going on for a while. I was talking with Rich and you off the air a little bit about the need for a backpack. When I was a kid, we just carried our books the way it was. And it's kind of different today because the needs of kids, they probably have a whole lot less books now with the iPads being used. But nevertheless, they still have a lot of stuff to tote around.
Yeah, absolutely. I bet when you were in school, earbuds were not on your school supply list.
No, they weren't.
They are now. we talk to families and kids need to carry their snow boots. They need snow pants. They need water bottles, right? All of the things that kids have to carry. And everybody knows, I think everybody in one way or another feels kind of the squeeze that's happening right now. Gas prices, food prices. We are seeing just this incredible amount of need in the community for accessing resources, for needing that additional support. And school supplies are no different, right? When you go to the store and you're like, okay, we need 14 notebooks and this, and it just really adds up for families. So Operation Backpack is a way to not get everything that they need, but to really get a bulk of what families are being asked to provide for the school for their kids, right? So kids can show up on that first day excited with their new beautiful backpack and walk into school with everything, ready to go.
I heard recently somebody was telling me that it cost about $400 a month more to live than it did last year. Doing the same things, nothing different. You go into the school, budgets are taxed already for a lot of people. And you head into the school supply season, you need that upfront money. That's
And every parent wants their kids to have what they want, to feel excited, right? That's what it is. School success is so much more than doing well at your homework. It is about feeling like you belong and feeling supported and connected. And I think the love and the generosity that goes into Operation Backpack really gets at that part of it. For these families to know that their entire community has contributed to making sure their kids have what they need, that's a pretty special feeling. That's a really caring feeling.
Hillary Lambert is with us. We're talking Operation Backpack, the program that the Community Action Center is operating right now. And I should say Lamberty. I didn't mean to leave that Y out. But tell us about what is in Operation. It's not just the backpacks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So this is actually the 30th year, which is incredible. And we partner, so the Community Action Center partners with the Campaign for Children Committee, which is of the United Methodist Church of Northfield. And there's this incredible group of women who have been doing this for 30 years, right? Like, it started with them. And this is the 30th year where they do all the fundraising, right? They buy all the supplies, they organize it, and they organize school supplies and backpacks for nearly 600 kids every year. 600 local kids that go to Northfield schools that are here, that are our neighbors, right?
That's 15% of the population of the schools.
Absolutely. Wow. It is a lot of families. So our registration period is open right now. Registration for families interested in participating closes on Sunday. So if you need help, or if someone you know, someone in your family, a neighbor you think might, you know, benefit from having some additional support to get their school supplies, make sure they get registered. If they miss the deadline, no problem. There's always going to be more. But if we can get them through, our distribution day is Wednesday, August 17th. So in just like a week and a half.
Now, as far as the registration goes, can they do that on the website?
Yep, online? Do it on the website. If you just go to communityactioncenter.org, it's right on that website. It's an electronic form you fill out with your kids' information, what grade they're in, and these amazing volunteers, this group of women, is going to pack up bags of school supplies for them based on the school supply list provided by our schools. And then they get to go pick out their backpack, which is pretty
cool.
Right.
Yeah. That is pretty cool, especially you get to pick out your own. I like that part of it. As far as you know, volunteers and such, you mentioned the help of people that are doing that, the women with the church that have been doing that. Are there any other volunteer, I guess I want to say opportunities, but do you need help anywhere else in doing this?
Or? You know, again, like, we are neighbors helping neighbors, and we are driven by the generosity of our volunteers, right? Like, our volunteers are the heartbeat of all of the work that we do. So whether it's in our food shelves, whether it's in these seasonal programs, whether you have special skills, we always need volunteers, right? Our clothes closet, sorting clothes donations that come in. I think for Operation Backpack, I have, fingers crossed, some really incredible volunteers and some staff from Growing Up Healthy that are Spanish-speaking that can really provide that, relatable, personalized support for families when they come through. But yes, please check out our website. The volunteer page has opportunities on there to get involved.
Yeah, this is just one little opportunity. They have lots of volunteer opportunities throughout the year and throughout Northfield and throughout the areas you mentioned, Faribault as well. Is there anything else you'd like to mention about Operation Backpack or anything else going on at the CAC?
Man, there's always so much stuff. We like to say it's the center of community action. I think with Operation Backpack, right, if you are interested in donating, if you're interested in volunteering, maybe you have school supplies or you love shopping for school supplies and you want to go to Target and pick some stuff up, we will absolutely take those if you want to drop them off at the Community Action Center in Northfield. However you want to be involved, we would love to have you be a part of this, whether you're receiving supplies or providing them. We're all in this together.
Well, Hillary, thank you so much for taking a few minutes and being with us. Best of luck to you on Operation Backpack.
Thank you.
And if you're always welcome to come back if you'd like to get the word out about any of the other programs
you do. Wonderful. Thank you so much for having us.
Hillary Lamberty, once again, with the Northfield Community Action Center, the CAC.